It's time for the Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA AM 1460 and FM 97.7. Today's show brought to you by Patak's IGA and Philander's Grill. Here's today's Prescott Coaches Show. Good afternoon, everybody. We're here for the Prescott Coaches Show. Stepping in for the coaches is the coach of the coaches, Mr. Andrew Connell. He's the AD at Prescott High School. And we're at the point where we've got enough kind of in the tank now to really get a good snapshot of what spring has looked like for our respective teams. We've gotten some times down, some scores down, some games in. I mean, we're there now. It's nice to have that, and I'm sure the mentalities in all of our kids now. I mean, Andrew, as you join us today, first of all, good afternoon, and second, just cool to have these guys all competing, and it just seems like right now we're really going in a good direction with every one of our spring teams.
Yeah, everyone's having a great year so far, and we're kind of in that groove now. Everyone's starting to get in the heart of their conference schedule, and once we start to turn the page to May, then we start to really get into the postseason part of the season, and it's been a great spring so far.
No doubt about it. I want to start with the baseball team this time because you and I, and like I said, last year, when you and I talked last time a few weeks ago, that, you know, they didn't have the record they wanted last year. They had so many one-run games that ended up, unfortunately, being losses. And the boys turn it around to start this year. I think they're 6-1 as we stand here getting ready for Saturday and then next week, too. But, man, what a start. What a turnaround. And some big leaders are really stepping up in all facets of the game.
Yeah, the pitching has been really strong, and I think that was an expectation. But it's been really different from last year, is that the offense has been really good. And so when you have really good pitching and you're putting runs on the board, just puts a lot of pressure on the other team. And so split last night, 1-5 in game one against Central, and dropped a tough one in game two. I think they'd like to have that one back. But, you know, positioned real well, and, you know, they got Altoona next week, which is the heavy favorite this year. So we'll be able to stack up against them and see where we're at. And but yeah, that's, you know, Colin Hooper threw a one-hitter yesterday in game one, and he has looked fantastic on the mound, and that's really been kind of where it started for us. And then an offense, everyone's hitting up and down the lineup. We are putting pressure on pitching staffs everywhere, and that's really helped us as well get runs on the board.
You mentioned Cullen. You knew exactly where I was going because he has really pitched well this year and been that kind of, I don't want to say quasi-leader, but he really has been. I mean, he has gone out there, put up strikeout numbers, not given up many hits, runs at all, really, and to have him kind of leading the attack after getting quite a bit of chances last year, he really has been one of the best pitchers in the Middle Border Conference so far this year.
Yeah, when he's on the mound, everyone really relaxes. The offense relaxes knowing that, you know, you have your ace on the mound. And then when the offense gets going, it just gives him a much more confidence knowing that he's getting run support. I think last year it was a little tough because when the run support wasn't there, pitchers just feel so much pressure. And that's just not the case right now this year. And so we'll see how they respond from yesterday. I mean, first loss of the year. And so they haven't experienced that yet this year. And so see how they respond tomorrow. It's going to be chilly. Mondovi kind of, you know, took care of us pretty good last year at their place. And so we'll see how we come out against them. But, you know, it's Altoona week. And, you know, I think we can go out there and get it done. I think we have the guys to do it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week for everybody, really. We'll talk about that here in our final segment, too. But we'll jump gears over to softball a little bit, stay on the diamond, and Coach Johnson's team, great start to the season. Hit a little bit of a bump last week, but the way that they played yesterday against Altoona, and just really business-like, from what Trey was telling me, man, it was like, you know, let's get out there, do our thing, especially game two, just putting things together. They're shutting them out. I mean, just a great way for the gals to kind of snap back into things.
Yeah, Ella Stewart was fantastic on the mound. Altoona was able to get some runs on the board early in the first game, and she had a little bit of a jam later in the game, and she was able to get out of that. And then game two, I mean, I don't even think they've got somebody on second base. And so it was, you know, from start to finish, shut the door. And so just the conference is just loaded this year in softball, and any given night, six of the eight teams are going to can win. And so you have to bring it. And so for us to win both games, it puts us right back into the hunt again, which is what we needed. We needed to get that sweep. It's our first sweep of the season. And so being 4-2, going into next week with Amory, opportunity to hopefully get two more. Then you got Baldwin. And, you know, Baldwin and Prescott and softball have been the two teams that have really gone at it the last few years for the conference crown. We've eliminated each other in the postseason the last few years. So the next two conference series are with the tone of what we're going. But they hit a snag, but they also, you know, were playing really good competition. And so they're preparing themselves for the stretch run and for the postseason.
This team has a lineup, too, and I know they're not, like, electric hot like they want to be yet, but putting six, seven runs on the board, that's great. But there's just nowhere to hide, Andrew, honestly. I mean, when I look at this team and see from top to bottom having kids like Kelsey Stayroot, who can be a table setter, but also, as we saw Thursday, pop the ball over the fence and be just a dynamic power type of hitter as well. You got one of the, you know, power catchers in Leah French as a junior who's only going to continue to get better at the genie role. I mean, my gosh, on Thursday too, just popping the ball all over the field. I mean, really, 1 through 9 and even 10, 11, 12, 13 on our bench, there's just nowhere for pitchers to hide, and I think that gives us a distinct advantage every time we hit the field.
Yeah, it really helps us. And when you have, you know, girls at the top of the lineup that are consistently getting on base, it puts so much pressure on the defense. There were multiple times last night where we hit the ball hard, but they're right at people. But when you're constantly putting the ball in play, you're putting pressure on the defense, you are going to get mistakes. And we took advantage of those mistakes. And so we do not strike out very much, and that's really important. We put the ball in play, and we make the other team make plays, and that's key. And, you know, our defense yesterday was really good as well. Megan Richter made a couple of great plays to help out Ella. So we really put it together well yesterday. And so they play Northwestern tomorrow. Northwestern is a favorite to come out of the northern part of our bracket, and so if we're lucky enough to come out of the southern part of our bracket, it could be a preview of the sectional final. And so they have a very good pitcher. We won 1-0 at their place last year. Ella pitched that game. Taylor Graff did not pitch in that game. So this is going to be a challenge for us to see kind of where we stack up against a team that could potentially be in our way in the postseason, deep in the postseason.
If you get a chance, folks, as you're listening to us right now, get on over to Biggs. It's going to be great at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex. It's a great game between these two teams. And you're the AD. You've worked with Nick Johnson for as long as you've been here. And he's 40-something. He's already going to be a Hall of Fame basketball coach. We know that just with what he's put together, his credentials, everything else. But in softball, he brings a different dynamic. I played against Nick for my whole life. I've always wanted to play with him. Unfortunately, that's probably never going to happen because I respect his game, his brain, the way he gets through a game so well, and what he's brought to these girls. He's brought a little bit of his baseball mentality and some of the swing aspects into the game, and he has really made these girls believe. Even when we've lost seniors or good players to graduation, whatever it might be, he's been able to find these new kids and make them feel comfortable. What have you seen in Nick's growth as a softball coach after we already know what he can do in basketball? He's only getting better as a coach in softball.
Yeah, so he's just a fantastic teacher, and I think that is why we see him being able to transition, being such a great basketball coach and being a very good softball coach. He connects so well with his players. First and foremost, he loves his players, and his players love him. Regardless of talent, regardless of anything else, he gets the most out of everyone. They will all run through a wall for him. And so, regardless of if it's a good day, a bad day, he's constantly getting their best. But he also knows where to position to put them in. He also knows how to get their best. And he's so smart about what he's doing. And when I listen to him talk to his coaches, regardless of softball or basketball, I just feel so confident that every time we take the court or take the field, before we even start, we're already ahead, because we're going to be better prepared, we're going to be in a better position, and our athletes are ready to go because they want to play for him. And not only they want to play for him, I know he gets teased. There's a reason why he's always got like 55 assistant coaches, because he's got people that want to come back and coach with him too.
Right.
And I think that is, it just kind of shows the kind of person he is, and that's why he has been successful every coaching stop he's had.
Just backpedaling a sec, too, I can't go any further than talking about Coach Ryan's 400th win, too. I mean, that was a big banner moment. I know it happened so early in the season and down south, and we couldn't all see it, but, I mean, talk about Hall of Famer. This guy continues to put out wins upon wins and all that. We know how good they are this year, but congrats to Coach Ryan, too. What a great feat.
Yeah, 22nd coach in the history of Wisconsin high school baseball to hit that mark. And 400 wins is a lot.
Yeah.
Not only your teams have to be good, you have to put in the years. And between just not having the stamina, desire, time, success, you name it, on what stops somebody from coaching that long, then to get the wins on top of it, it's very impressive. And, you know, something that we talked about after last year, he was on 399 for a while last year. And when the season started, I kind of poked him and said, let's just get out of the way, get it done right away. And game one, got it done. And so we're happy for him, proud of him. He's done a lot for the program. I mean, he's been around a long time, been coach, head coach 99, was an assistant before that. He's seen it all. I mean, there isn't much that he has not seen as far as our program goes. And he's having fun. Mm-hmm. This is a good group, fun group, and it's kind of brought his youth back out. And it's been a couple of years since we've, you know, put them on a banner. And I think this is a team that can update a banner. They just got to keep working at it, keep taking steps forward. But it should be fun down the stretch.
We'll get into golf and track and wrap things up with Mr. Andrew Connell right after this Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA. Be sure to stop by Philander's Grill in Prescott, your go-to spot for unbeatable flavors and great times. Dive into our award-winning wings, savor our mouth-watering burgers, and join the excitement of Green Bay Packer football parties. A cherished gem on the east side of the Twin Cities Metro, Philander's is where families come together. We proudly support Prescott area sports as devoted sponsors. Craving convenience? Order online now at philandersgrill.com. Taste the local love at Philander's Grill of Prescott. Patak's IGA of Prescott has the best deli anywhere in the Tri-County area. From Mike's Famous Fried Chicken, Smoked Meats, and Friday Fish, all the way to sides, salads, deli meats, and cheeses, nobody has better quality than Patak's IGA. Need a potato salad for the big barbecue? Call the deli at 715-262-5636 and get that special order ready for you before the meat hits the grill. Did you also know that Patak's IGA Deli has catering options? From the smallest lunch to the hungry crowd, the Patak's IGA Deli can serve you. A proud sponsor of Cardinal Sports. Back with Mr. Andrew Connell of the Cardinals, and I'm going to go on the golf course because I talked with Hammy last week. Coach Hamilton is just a good guy to have with these boys. I mean, he's kind of even keel. He's just a wonderful gentleman. I mean, that's the best way to describe Scotty Hamilton, and he's got these boys playing great golf, and for these guys to come out and have Tyler Reiter, he comes out get medalist in two different meets in one day. I mean, come on. And then they get a chance to go down to Reedsburg on Friday and be a team and bond, and they came over to Hastings. I mean, what a week for those guys, and they're really playing well. It's fun to watch these guys right now.
Yeah, before the season started, I think I mentioned to you on this show, watch out for boys golf. I know it's easy to talk about the other sports, but boys golf has been one of those sports that hasn't gotten talked about a lot, but they're sneaky under the radar, and I think they could be sneaky good. And right out of the gate, They have been very good, and the conference is so strong in golf. Amy returns most of their athletes. They went to state last year, and we are right there with them. We tied them in one of the events this year. Tyler has won every middle border event so far as an individual, and so we're playing really good golf right now. And they've been lucky with the weather, which is good. We're getting events in April, but I've been, you know, proud of Scott and how he's been able to put them in a great position. But we've seen improvement in Tyler, but Sam's playing better, Luke's playing better. Harris came out. He didn't come out last year, but he came out. He was out a freshman. I think Caden Johnson's gotten better. So the core five the core four we had last year, and then Mr. Radke graduated, and then Harris Linderholm took his spot, and he was out as a freshman. That core has gotten a lot better, and we're competing. I mean, we're going to be in the middle border hunt, and I don't know if anybody really thought that was going to happen. And we'll make a postseason run. I think every sport, they will close it out. Every sport will make a postseason run in the spring. I think that's exciting.
And I think that goes for track, too. I mean, we got a lot of different kids, and I don't care if you're talking about, you know, the whole team or whatever, but we got so many individuals. That's kind of what track is, let's be honest. I mean, you are competing individually or with a relay for one relay or whatever it might be, but you still are there for Prescott. You're there for your team. You're cheering your teammates on. And my gosh, Andrew, so far this spring, this squad, whether it was indoor or outdoor, has shown improvement. I mean, we had school records indoors. That was great and everything, but then they bring it outside, and they're continuing to do it. They're doing on both the boys and girls sides. This has been really fun as well.
Really fun, and they're winning their meets by large margins. And we got athletes that are setting personal bests. They're winning events. Track is one of those unique sports where their regular season is like a preseason. There's really only two meets in the entire season that are really your core meets, your conference championship, yep, and then your regional, because then your regional spills in your sectional and your state. And so every meet before that, you're essentially jockeying for position. You're trying to earn a spot and trying to get your best and get your athletes in the best position to be successful. And so far, Emily and Carl have done a really good job. Unfortunately for them, the weather bug has bit them this week. They lost their meet on Tuesday. Some of them asked me if they're going to have their meet today. I told them bundle up. They will be going to Ellsworth today, so they will be out there. It will be chilly, but that's kind of how track goes, so they will get opportunity to go out and compete today. But they are starting to kind of come down to it. They don't have a ton left before they start getting into that postseason run where some of them will look to compete to get back to lacrosse.
Before I let you go, you'll be stopping at baseball and softball games all day on Saturday. So before I let you go do all that kind of fun stuff, I want to ask you about what's coming up at the softball field. I think next week or the week after, we're putting up the new scoreboard. We've been talking about it. I know ad nauseum, it seems like, with me, you, Nick, everybody else, and behind the scenes, we're all excited about it because it's something that nobody else in the state of Wisconsin is going to have unless you play at the U. And you know, hey, right now, it's going to make us feel like we're collegiate players, professional players. I mean, what a cool thing. I want to ask you this. How did the big scoreboard come about, and B, when will that thing be ready to rock and roll?
Well, it actually went up on Monday.
Ooh!
They got it up early, and it's actually being hooked up as we speak with the hope, if everything goes the way it's supposed to do, it is being fired up tomorrow.
Ooh!
So, we were hoping to do an official dedication in the next couple, week or two. We were not expecting to get up so early, but they were able to get it done. It looked fantastic. We're grateful to our sponsors. This is something that we've been working on for over a year, probably a year and a half, trying to figure out how to make it work. And our sponsors really, really came through for us. And so it's the girls saw it. They played with it essentially up yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so everybody could see it. It wasn't on, but just having it out there and kind of looking over the field, it looks different. You can see it when you're driving by. You can't miss it. It's just such a nice addition to that field. It makes the whole complex just look different. And so we're just grateful for the opportunity to have it. We're grateful for everyone that was able to make it possible. And And now we're excited for all the opportunities and the potential that it gives us. And something that, you know, today, once it's ready to rock and roll, we'll get it going, get everything into it, and try to get it going so we can turn it on tomorrow.
Prescott has some of the best small school amenities in the whole state, if not the upper Midwest. We're so lucky to have, and that video board's only going to be a little sliver of it, but we're all really excited. Andrew, I'm going to let you get out to a busy weekend. Obviously, softball, baseball, sorts of stuff going on. It's going to be chilly, we know, but enjoy it, and you and I will chat soon. Thanks for coming in, buddy, and go Cardinals.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Cardinal AD Andrew Cottle joining us. Big day over in Prescott. Some softball, some baseball. Of course, we'll have Prescott Sports Saturday coming up in just a little bit. A replay of the doubleheader wins from Thursday for Cardinal Girls with Trey Lauer. And that's coming up here in a little bit as well. We'll wrap up the show right after this on KDWA. Patax IGA of Prescott has the best deli anywhere in the Tri-County area. From Mike's Famous Fried Chicken, Smoked Meats, and Friday Fish, all the way to sides, salads, deli meats, and cheeses, nobody has better quality than Patax IGA. Need a potato salad for the big barbecue? Call the deli at 715-262-5636 and get that special order ready for you before the meat hits the grill. Did you also know that Patax IGA Deli has catering options? From the smallest lunch to the hungry crowd, the Patax IGA Deli can serve you. A proud sponsor of Cardinal Sports. Be sure to stop by Philander's Grill in Prescott, your go-to spot for unbeatable flavors and great times. Dive into our award-winning wings, savor our mouth-watering burgers, and join the excitement of Green Bay Packer football parties. A cherished gem on the east side of the Twin Cities Metro, Philander's is where families come together. We proudly support Prescott area sports as devoted sponsors. Craving convenience? Order online now at philandersgrill.com. Taste the local love at Philander's Grill of Prescott.
Back at the KDWA studio, Prescott Coaches Show continues. And again, Prescott softball and baseball scheduled to play today. Still a little chilly here as we hit the noon hour. Hopefully, we're able to get things going on time. If not, games will probably be pushed a little later on in the afternoon when the sun is out in full force. So again, some stuff happening in Prescott throughout the day. And of course, like Mr. Cottle said, starting on Monday and really through Saturday of next week, a lot more athletic fun to be had. And we'll have a lot of the coaches joining us here on KDWA throughout the week and through next week's Week in Review. So big Cardinal week this week, heading into another one next week. Hopefully Mother Nature behaves herself. Prescott Sports Saturday coming up right after this on KDWA. Stay tuned. And that concludes today's Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7 and KDWA.com. Today's show brought to you by Patax IGA and Philander's Grill. We'll see you back here next week at 12:05 p.m. for the next Prescott Coaches Show.